The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
In the previous shiur, just to make a summary, we tried to put down somewhat barichus, the basic underlying structure of the chiddush of Parshas Nedarim. And we had really two ways of understanding Parshas Nedarim. One is to understand that the Torah was mechadish, that there's a basic chiyuv for one to be mekayim dvarov, even though it's not an iser or it's not an imperative that was created by the Torah. Not the same thing as having to fast and kippur, pick up a lulav on sukkis and keep Shabbos. A person can become mechuyiv in things. A person can create a surim because a person's word, that itself is a mechayiv. The mechayiv is for a person to keep dvarov. Now a person could use his koyach hadibur in several ways. A person can use his koyach hadibur to create an iser in a chefetz, and this is a chefetz the Gemara calls in Beis Amid Beis. Or a person can use dvarav to create on himself a personal obligation, to bring a korban, to give tzedakah, and so on. That's the idea of Parshas Nedarim according to the Rambam and according to the Rosh. The Rambam puts all the different types of Nedarim into one mitzvah, because it's all one idea. The lav is also one lav. The lav is that a person doesn't keep dvarav, and that's why the one who's oivran bayachal dvarav is the one who said it. Because the imperative for keeping Parshas Nedarim is the commitment to keep one's koyach hadibur. When I commit myself that this chefetz should be a dover also, even if somebody else is the one who actually violates that by eating from it, I'm the one left with the problem because I'm the one who said it. And if I said it, it's mine to keep. So Parshas Nedarim basically is an outgrowth of kedushas hadibur and a choiv to respect that koyach. That's according to the Rambam and the Rosh. According to the Ran and according to the Ramban, the basic imperative of Parshas Nedarim is the ability for a person to take that which is a davar mutter by nature and turn it into a davar also. A person can take something which is choil and turn it into hegdish. He does that in a two-stage process. The first is he makes a personal commitment, harei olai korban, and with that becomes the koyach of the shibud nechosim that the korban is mechayiv, and thereafter when he designates the meimah, that becomes hegdish. That's one type of neder. The other type of neder is a parsha of nedarim of taking a dover mutter and turning it into a chatich d'isur. A person can take a piece of cheese and turn it into basa b'chol. A person can take a piece of bread and turn it into chaza. That's the chiddush of parsha nedarim, that a person can transform item A into item B and thereby change the dinim. The one who's over on that is the one who's eating it. The same way if one eats basa b'chol, it's not the person who handed him the basa b'chol that's over. It's the person who eats it. Parshas Nedarim says that I could take a piece of bread, a regular weekday loaf of bread, and I could turn that into basar b'chol. I could turn it into chazer. The one who eats it is the same thing as somebody who's eating chazer. That's the basic idea. And the Memela, we understand that according to the Ramban, Nidre Hegdish, which is starts with a personal obligation, it's chal on him, is a separate mitzvah than Nidre Yisa. The same way Nidre Tzedakah, which also doesn't create anything in the Chavetz at all. Nidre Tzedakah just makes him a chuyiv to give that money to Tzedakah, is certainly not on the level of Nedarim. It's not part of Parsha Nedarim. The Ran has to find a separate Parsha to put Nidre Tzedakah. It's called Nedarim, but it's only a Shem HaMeshutav. It's really not part of Parsha Nedarim. Let's take this thought process further. We have the third perek of Nedarim. The perek of Arba Nedarim is basically discusses Nedarim where it's clear for one of four reasons that a person was not pivili b'shavn. A person was not, there wasn't a consistency between what he was thinking and what he said. He said a certain thing, he asked the Neder. His thought process was somewhat different. Either it was a mistake or it was based on calculations. If event A will take place, then I'm willing to create Isser B, Isser Neder B, but if it doesn't take place, then not. Where the thought process is not mirroring, which is not mirrored, I'm sorry, by the Koyach HaDibur. In that case, since Ein Pivli B'Shovin, the halacha is that the Neder is not Chal. Whereas a Neder which is Chal, where one wants to undo, there's a vehicle called Haforos nedarim, hatoros nedarim. But a neder which is not pivili b'sham is not chal at all. The ran over there in Nidei Zeruzin, where a person only made a neder because he was trying to get somebody to act, but he didn't really mean the neder. We have a basic idea, we have a basic kasha that the Rishonim have to grapple with. B'chol ha'tayru kulu, a person makes a ma'aseh kinyan, the halacha is that even if he's thinking something else, unless it's inherent in what he's doing, saying, acting on, that he means something that he's thinking about, a person sells all his property. And his thought process is because he's planning on moving to Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says the best one would be Dvarim Shebelev, Dvarim Shebelev, Lo Yehaveh Dvarim. He did what he did, he thought what he thought, but if you think, it does not negate the legitimacy of what you're doing. L'maisi, you sold it. You sold it for your square. You didn't make a t'nai when you sold it. You sold it emes, that your thought process was only because you're planning, you need to liquidate your assets because you're moving to Eretz Yisrael, but you didn't say. The Gemara says, unless you could say that it's clear that a person who sells all his assets is doing it only because he's making a major life change, and that's inherently part of the Mechir, it's not Dvarim Shebelev. But Dvarim Shebelev is part and parcel of every single area in Halakha. So the Ran says, Nedarim, where there isn't Pivli B'Sham, a person made a neder just because he wanted his son to take care of something. He said, I'm asking you b'hano. His thought process was only in order to give him a shtop, to make him do something quickly. Okay, so the Mishnahis say that the neder is not chal because he wasn't really serious. What happened to Dvarim Shalev L'Habit Dvarim? So the Ran says as follows, L'fi Shedarkon Shalmoichev L'Kech B'Kach, the Ran, in order to explain why a thought process is more potent in undoing a words or in undoing a doing process than other is halacha, says, because over here, similar to the case that we said about somebody's moving territory, so since darke b'kach, inherently in the neder that he's making is an understanding that it's because of kach b'kach. It's not dvarim shebelev. The Rosh clearly says not that way. He said the Ran has to explain that the machshava shebelev is not soiser, the dvarim that came out of his mouth. Listen to the words of the Rosh. The Rosh says, "Ein kan neder de biinon pivli b'shoven." The Rosh doesn't offer apologetics that there isn't a stereo between the piv and the lev, because we understand that the kavanah shebepe is consistent with the thought process belev. The Rosh says no. The Rosh says there's a halacha in the dorm that there has to be pivli b'shoven. Why is there a difference between the two? Explain the Roshiva Zatzal that this is consistent with their understanding, their underlying theme of how they understand Parshas Nedarim. According to the Rosh, according to the Rambam, the basic idea of Parshas Nedarim is that a person is mekabel beliboy, and what he's mekabel on himself, he has to be mekayim. Bal yachil is an issue when a person is not mekayim zem mashu kibel. It doesn't make a difference which type of Kabbalah it is. A Kabbalah to bring a carbon. A Kabbalah to treat this item as a Dover Hanodor, as a Dover also. A Kabbalah to give stock. It's all one mitzvah saseh to be committed to that which a person was mekabel. The only commitment which has halachic validity, we'll see by Hegdish later on that there's halacha, that machsheves liboy is chal, whereas b'chol ha'tayru kulo, nedarim is only chal b'dibur. But that's only a way of bringing it out. The basic mechayev of Parshas Nedarim is that which a person was mekabel on himself. He was mekabel on himself, he's mechuyev to keep it. In that case, we understand, the Rosh is saying to treat the diburim as having a life of its own. You said it, what's the difference if you meant it or not? The whole dibur is only a mechayev because that's what he was mekabel on himself. That's the whole Parshas Nedarim. The diburim of neder only created befoil, but the actual imperative for Parshas Nedarim is the Kabbalah that he was mekabel beliboy. In that case, if there's no pivli b'shoven, you don't have the basic structure of Parshas Nedarim. That's how the Rosh deals with the whole third perek of Nedarim. The Ran is faced with a difficulty. The Ran understands that Parshas Nedarim has to do with the issue that's chal, the reason why I can't sit on this chair that I asked is because the chair is like a piece of basa b'cholov. The Torah was mechadish that verbally I could create that reality. But what's the issa? The issa is being nerif from something, a chefetz of the Yisura. I'm not allowed to eat oral, I'm not allowed to eat klein, I'm not allowed to eat basa b'cholov, I'm not allowed to sit on a chair that I asked it. Bahano, that I asked it, b'diburim shel neder. The dibur of a neder is a vehicle by which one can create. What does that have to do with machshava shabaliboy? Words have a koyach to create. What's the difference if I was thinking otherwise? The words have a koyach. The word is not only an imperative for me to be mekabel, to be mekayim, because I was mekabel belibi. The point of nedarim is not the kabbalah belayim. It's not what I'm thinking. The point of nedarim is the issa that's in the chair. What creates the issa in the chair? The words that I said. If the words that I said are nistar by the machshava shabaleim, the chesh should be dvarim shabaleim. Except for the fact that Ran says that it's not soisa. Why? Because kach nidarkon. Shalom noidrim, that with is a machshava belayim, that goes together with the dibur. It's a whole different approach. With that, we understand that the different types of nedarim will have a different understanding of what's ikka nedarim, what's not ikka nedarim, according to the approach of the Ran, according to the approach of the Rosh and the Rambam. And this is all, again, the same thought process of the Rosh Hashanah, that's how we understood Parshas Nedarim. When the Ran tells us in the beginning of Nedarim, the Ran that we quoted, that the Iker Neder is Bein Batvosa. Bein, if a person asks for something independently, he takes a chair and he says, this chair should be Osir Alai. Bein Neder. Or he says, the Neder, the chair should have on it the din of Hegdish. That's called Hatvosa. He's attaching it to Suri Hegdish. Or he's saying a full Dibur. The difference is only in the verbal style, the verbal expression. The Isser is the same Isser. The Isser is the chair. The chair is a chatichid yisur. According to the Ran, there's no difference. Both are ikka nedarim. The words that are used are only the vehicle, are only the tool by which one creates the isur in the chair. Both are ikka nedarim. According to the Rosh, the ikka is not the isur in the chair. That happens to be the way the parasha of nedarim plays itself out. The ikka of the neder is a thought process, a hachlota, a gmiras halev, that one expresses in a dibur. There's two types of dibur, there's two types of expression. One is an expression, independent thought process of creating a status of neder, and one is attaching with a thought process that item, the chair, the whatever it is, his house, somebody else's house, to hegdish. It's two different types of things. One is Hegdish, which is, we know there's a Rishus called Hegdish, there's a Rishus of Isser, of Kedusha, of Isser Anor called Hegdish. One puts something in that realm, that's one thought process. One type of expression. The other one is giving a status of, he's not thinking about Hegdish, something that exists. He's creating, he's going to believe it, not to use that Chayfetz. So we understand that it's two different things. The Rosh says that one is Ikka Neder, because Ikka Neder is the parasha of Hegdish, of giving something the status of Hegdish. The other is a secondary type of neder. According to the Ran, the bottom line is that both of them are also. There's no difference between the two of them. When a person asks a cheer kehegdish, or a person asks a cheer kedavar anodur, it's the same thing. There's no difference between the issur that's chal on the chair. As far as the issur to use the chair, both in the dharma are the same. Bain, if it was created by tvosa, bain, it was created with an independent form of expression. According to the Rosh, the form of expression, the form of thought, is the essential idea of Parshas Nedarim. Memela, if a person expresses the thought, the idea differently, it's a different type of neder. It's two different types of nedarim. With that, we understand also that the machlokes d'Ran the Rosh l'gabi yod. This yod is a chiddush that learns out of the pasuk, that even if one didn't fully express the idea behind the neder, there's a chiddush that even without full expression of the neder, still, since it's understood from the words that he says, that's what he meant to do. The halacha is that the neder is chal. Now let's take an honest look at how the Rosh looks at Nedarim, as opposed to the Ran. According to the Rosh, we said that the basic process of Nedarim is that when a person makes a gneiris halev, when a person makes a hachlota b'liboy, he's mechuyev, he has a halakhic imperative to keep that hachlota. If he decided to ask for a b'chir, he's mechuyev to keep the isser that's inherent in what he said. The words that he uses are the way of bringing out the only hachlota b'liboy. If we want to add a little bit flavor to what we'll say, is that the only time that the hachlota has a full power of a halakhic hachlota is only if it's brought out b'dibur. But it has to be brought out. If it's not said, then it's not a hachlota which is mechayiv. He could think it, but unless it's said, it's not. So the speech that he says is a way of making understood mibachutz that which he's thinking mifnim. So we said that the Rosh holds in Daf A that if there's a form of semi-expression, a yad of a neder, yodas of a neder, where a person expressed his thought in a certain way, it's not a clear expression, it could mean a neder, it could mean something else. According to Rosh, that has no validity. The whole idea of the diburim of neder is a clear expression outwardly to express that which is mekubal b'liboy. If it's not a clear expression because we could misconstrue it, we could understand that what he's saying could mean something else, so why should that be mechayev? According to the Ram, that's not the understanding. According to the Ram, diburim are a tool by which one can create an isur in a chir. If his dibur was said as a dibur of a neder, then the dibur has a koyach. The Torah was mechadish that a half a dibur is also considered a dibur. What's the difference if somebody understood or somebody didn't understand? The point is, diburim can create. Machshavas don't create, diburim can create. His dibur is a dibur of a neder. He meant it as such. According to the Rosh, the point of the dibur is to bring out the Kabbalah Beliboy. If it doesn't bring it out because we don't understand it, because we can misconstrue what he's saying, then why should it be considered a form of expressing that which was Beliboy? According to Ram, that's not the point. The point is that diburim create, it is a dibur. It's a dibur which does mean a form of a neder. So that's what we explain that machlokes the Rosh and the Ran. We understand with that the Rosh Yeshiva said that there's a machlokes also between the Rosh and the Ran kinuyim if it's derabban or deraisa. According to the Ran, kinuyim are deraisa. Why? Because according to the Ran, any diburim which mean this thing, any diburimi, both if they're Lashon HaKodesh or if they're other languages, if it means this thing, is a vehicle, the verbal vehicle, verbal words a person uses to create an issa. What's the difference if it's said in this language, that language, if it's Baskoma Sumasoil? What's the difference? Either way, the diburim are diburim that have a koyach to create an issa. According to the Rosh, the halacha is, according to the Rosh, that the words have to express, the words have to mean that which he's thinking beliboy. Kinuyim are words which, as far as pure speech, as far as Lashon HaKodesh is concerned, those words don't mean anything. It happens to be that people understand that which he's saying. So we understand that which he's saying beliboy, but is it diburim that inherently mean that? No. They're not words inherently. It's SOS language. It's language that's by public consensus. It means that thought process, but not that the words itself contain that thought. According to the Rosh, that would not be a form of expression, a proper form of expression. That would not be expressing properly Masha Beliboy. In which case, that would only be Derabonon. That's a Takonim Derabonon. That would also be a Neder. That would not be Deraisa. I'm just thinking a Dugma Ruchoika to such an idea. So interesting is, the halacha is that Lashon HaKodesh, when a person davens, and he doesn't understand what he's saying, Yotzi Dechai Vestvili, even though he doesn't understand, said Lashon HaKodesh. When he says, when he davens in, even though one can be Yotzi Dechai Vestvili in another language, if he doesn't understand, he doesn't understand. If he doesn't understand, he's not Yotzi. Why the chiluk is pashut? Lashon HaKodesh, the words themselves mean that idea. If the words themselves, what's the difference if he understands or not? He said it. Mashenkin, if words don't inherently mean that, it's only words from another language. Every other language is only, that's the way people express themselves. There's nothing inherent, naturally, about those words that mean that thing. If they want, they can switch. Lashon HaKodesh, every word fits the idea, be'etzim. Fits the gematria, symbolically, Lashon HaKodesh, the words are toyim, the idea, be'etzim. But there's another mitzvah say, besides for formal structure tefillah that we daven three times a day in Tekonas Chazal, there's a mitzvah say according to the Rambam, Ula of the B'chol Avadchem, Ula of the means for one to serve the Rabbeinu Shel Olam by expressing his. The Rambam says every day one should express Sheva, Choydon, Bakosha, one expresses his dependence and his recognition of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, and he expresses that verbally. Meaning to say, the ikir of the mitzvah, Midereisa of Tvila, is the thought process, is the law of the Bechol of Avchem. One expresses that Bedibur. Lani as Daiti, I haven't seen this before in Poiskim. One who davens and is not aware of the words that he's saying, he doesn't understand the words he's saying, will not be mekayim the mitzvah say midairaisa of tefillah. Why? Because dairaisa, the main expression of tefillah, is mashal beliboy. The words are only a manner of expression. If you don't understand it, you're not expressing mashal beliboy. Similar to the concept that we're saying over here by Nidorim. If we look at Nidorim, the words in Nidorim is only expressing mashal beliboy, then the words have to be an expression of mashal beliboy. Masha Enkein, the Chiyuv Tefillah Midirabonon, the Chiyuv Tefillah Midirabonon is a Chiyuv of formalized speech, talking to the Rabban Shalom. If one knows he's talking to the Rabban Shalom, he doesn't necessarily understand the words, but he's at least doing the Maisa Tefillah, which is the Diburim of Tefillah in front of the Rabban Shalom. So in that sense, he'll be Yoitz, even though he doesn't understand the words. It's similar to the idea we're expressing, is Nedarim, the words themselves create the Isser, or the words are the expression of Masha Beliboy, but it has to be expressed verbally in the right words, that would create the framework of understanding all these lochas, kefi the thought process that we're putting down here.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.